Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Thank you very much, Steph. Yes, the M3 race. The sun's just come out in a really quite maze bump sort of way. Very impressive here. I'll give you a quick rundown of the M3 division. So Hughes Hall start at the top, then St. Cap's 2, Anglia Ruskin 1. Now, I have to say that Anglia Ruskin's kit, their Lycra, looks a bit like something out of Tron. I'm very impressed. Kind of like a space age dominatrix thing going on there. Emma M2 next, then Claire 2, Peterhouse 2, Churchill 2, Selwyn 2, first and third M3 there, of course, from Trinity College. Maudlin 2, Clare 1, Robinson 2, Lady Margaret 3 there, of course, from St. John's College. Darwin 2, Keys 3, Churchill 3, Queens 3. And then the sandwich boat is Maudlin 3, who, as we know, rode over at the top of the M4 division.
They're all looking pretty tidy, nicely tucked into the bank, but just gradually now beginning to be pushed out with poles. And even the swans are clearing the rivers as if they know that something's about to happen. In front of me, I can see Hughes Hall with their blades about a metre from the edge of the river, just about to move to front stops to begin their race start. And all the other crews behind them are following suit, all trying to keep their blades at the same height in order not to destabilise the boat as they get ready to start. And actually, it's a lot busier now, and yet the cannon has gone, and they're all beginning to wind up and do their race start. And yes, Hughes Hall are coming towards me. The bank is really full of supporters. There's quite an atmosphere here with the sun coming out, and everyone really egging on their respective crews. Hughes Hall got a high rate. Not too much backsplash, looking really, really tidy, actually, as they come past me. And they're just about on station with St. Cat's M2, who are on course for blades. So they will be really gunning at Hughes Hall today to try and chase them down and get the blades that they so want. And behind them, they've begun to pull away from Anglia Ruskin, who are being caught by Emmanuel M2. Emmanuel have about half a boat length behind Anglia Ruskin, and I'm sure you can hear it's very noisy and very exciting around me as Emmanuel close in on Anglia Ruskin as they enter first post corner. And then behind Emmanuel, Claire M2 are just about on station, and behind them, Peterhouse have also maintained the distance they started with. It looks like as they go around first post corner, Emmanuel and Anglia Ruskin are still absolutely Ben. Pegging it. And you should be able to see them quite soon, Ben, coming into Grassy. And yes,
well, I can indeed.
Course,
I mean, Hughes Hall.
And it looks like first and third have bumped Selwyn M2, which means that Selwyn have spoons. Ben, what's happening at Grassy?
Well, Hughes Hall have just gone past me, and the boat behind them appears to be St. Catharines, which means that St. Catharines have indeed bumped up on Anglia Ruskin M1, so the space-age dominatrix Lycra will not get much to see of that. Behind them, I mean, there's a huge pile-up. Emmanuel M2 are kind of also pulling over, which looks like Claire M2 have bumped them. Claire M2 are going to need to be a bit sharper clearing, because behind them, Peterhouse M2 are still racing. They're being tightly pursued by Churchill M2. So I'm going to call a bump there. Emma M2 must have bumped up on Anglia Ruskin M1. St. Cat's M2 and Hughes will continue to row. I can't see Selwyn or First and Third, which means, of course, they've bumped up. Any more bumps down with you, Emma?
I think, from what I can see, there have been bumps further back on the course, because I can see Darwin coming through. No sign of Keys behind them. That must have happened at the motorway bridge, which means there have been bumps much further down the course, and I'll have to walk back down to get to you. But it looks as though Selwyn are readying themselves to have a row home, which means that, further back on the course, there have been a lot more bumps. How are things looking on Grassy? Can you see Darwin coming
well,
down yet?
Yeah. Indeed. Just to kind of clarify, I made a small error there. Hughes Hall and St. Cat's still on rowing over. Anglia Ruskin were bumped by Emma M2. Claire are being caught now by Peterhouse M2. Churchill shortly behind them. Just gone past me now. Maudlin M2. But Claire Hall M1 have it down to about a boat length. They're gaining, but not by much. So that's going to be an interesting battle coming into Alistair. Behind them, I can see Robinson M2 way, way back, but they're still on station with Maggie and Darwin. Queens and Magdalen nowhere to be seen for me. Alistair, who is going past you on... Tim, who is going past you on Ditton Corner?
Well, I've just seen Hughes Hall and Cats have come past me. They're still largely on station, both rowing extremely well. There, some Cats are doing a very good job of keeping up with Hughes, and this could go all the way to the line. If they think of the final pressure, they may just get the bump there and get have a fantastic... Yeah, they'll come up six places. Behind that, though, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen Claire arrive yet. The next boat is, in fact, Churchill M2. So presumably Peterhouse 2 have bumped up on Claire 2 at some point, Ben?
Yes, that looks like it's happened. They look like they've pulled it. So yes, Peterhouse M2 have bumped up on Claire M2. Well done to them. Tim, can you see what's happened between Magdalen M2 and Claire Hall M1? Yes, Emma, sorry. Throw it over to you.
Yes, I've just spoken to one of the lovely umpires further towards the back of the course, and yes, Magdalen bumped Queens and Churchill bumped Keys, so there were two bumps right at the end, which is why there are now so few boats coming through to where you guys are. And in front of me, I can see first and third M3, that's the Trinity boat, have gathered their greenery and are about to start their victorious row home. Can you see any more developments up grassy, Ben?
I can't. Nothing's happening here. But over to Tim on Ditton Corner.
Right, so on Ditton, I've just had Magdalen M2 come past, being chased ferociously by Claire Hall M1. There's nothing in it. There's maybe a canvas or maybe overlap as they come into Longreach. This is going to be a bump imminently now. It must be about to happen. Looks like there's overlap. They just need to make contact. And just as they disappear onto the reach, there hasn't been a concession yet. There must be one coming soon. There it is. The Magdalen M2 have conceded. That's a bump. That's a bump by Claire Hall M1 on Magdalen M2. Behind them, then, it looks like Robinson are holding off LMBC3. There's three or four lengths in this. That's LMBC come through there. Cox shouting them on in a beautiful, looks like a polar bear hat. She's shouting them on, encouraging them on, but... On reach, what's happened? Have we had any news from Hughes Hall and some Cats at the top of the division?
Well, Hughes Hall and Cats went past pretty much a boat left between them all the way down. Honestly, didn't look like Cats opening, so I'd imagine they both row over. Churchill have just passed now, looking very safe. There is no way that Robinson could catch them, so I'm almost certain that's going to be a row over. And it looks like LMBC will gap widening in between Robinson and LMBC. So, again, not just happening. There's just been swans moving backwards and forwards, sort of in between the boats, actually. Quite interesting. And a flock of seagulls being hit right now by Robinson. But other than that, it doesn't look like there'll be any further boats on the reach anytime soon.
Ben. Okay, thank you very much, Alistair. First and third are going past me now at Grassy. That was a very early bump by their standards. I mean, first and third, as we've come to learn in recent years, I say this as a long-suffering Trinitarian myself, don't often get to bump, especially in the men's these days. So they've really gone overboard with their greenery. The bowman in particular looks like, I mean, it's a sort of kind of regal headpiece that maybe Queen Cersei would fashion for herself in Game of Thrones. It's very, very impressive. The guy in number seven as well has a tree springing from his breast. They're very pleased with themselves, understandably so. They've gone up one. Very, very good bumps for first and third. So I think we could probably call the provisional results thing, unless, Alistair, anything drastic's happened with you. But what I would call for now is Hughes Hall M1 row over. They go up to become the sandwich boat in the M2 division later on. St. Cat's M2 row over as well, we think. Anglia Ruskin M1 were bumped by Emma M2. the kind of shiny dominatrix space age Lycra of the Anglia-Ruskin Bank Party doesn't get to see another day, unfortunately. Clare M2 were bumped by Peterhouse M2. Churchill M2 row over. Selwyn M2, as I've just discussed, were bumped by 1st and 3rd M3, who removed pretty much all the foliage in Cambridgeshire in order to fashion themselves some greenery. Magdalen M2 were bumped by Clare Hall M1. Robinson 2, LMBC 3, and Darwin 2 all row over. Keys M3 were bumped by Churchill M3. It's been a bump to forget for Keys M3, to be perfectly honest. And Queens M3 were bumped by Magdalen M3, the sandwich boat, don't forget, from the M4 division. Magdalen M3 move into the 3rd division proper for next year. Excellent, they're going to have a lovely boat club dinner. Alistair, is there anything that you'd like to say to alter that, or is that, have I called that correctly in your view?
As far as I can tell, all of that was absolutely correct. Just think that Tats have actually lost out on Blake. They were so close to getting it, unfortunately, but News Hall rode extremely well, extremely together, and there's nothing Tats could do to catch them, I don't think. Although it is interesting that Churchill now has bumped Keys, which means that they haven't got Blade, however, they have had a very, very good bump season, which means that sort of their celebration of getting into the M3 division was kind of worthwhile, even if they did incur the £20 fine. But no, all now just rowing back, channeling back.
For celebrating.
Not much else to say, to be honest.
Well, thanks very much, Alistair. All in all, quite an eventful M3 division. Back to you, Steph, in the studio.
Hi, Ben. We were all very impressed to hear a reference to Game of Thrones in that commentary. It's getting ever more creative out there. Well done. Just a quick question for you, because I'm trying to work out from the results here. Does it look like, is it Selwyn, Queens and possibly ARU? Have they all got spoons in that division this week?
Well, ARU definitely have spoons, unfortunately. Selwyn, yes, they also have spoons. And Queens M3 have, I mean, what can only be described as uber spoons. They've been bump, over bump, bump and bump. Certainly more. I think they have been ground rather than bumped. So they would be on the receiving end of R. Kelly's bumping. I'm not sure where I'm going with it.
Again, we need to stop. These are very tenuous. Well, I was going to ask, like, how are those guys holding up? Did they look particularly kind of morose as they shuffled off home?
Yeah, Selwyn in particular looked pretty downtrodden and downbeat. I mean, to be honest, all the boat clubs will be having their annual, their Lent boat club dinner this evening. So hopefully there'll be the opportunity to drown their sorrows responsibly, of course, kids.
We are going to need a lot of drowning.
This is just Selwyn. I mean, hopefully Selwyn M1 will fare slightly better this afternoon. But yeah, the M2 have not had a great bump, and it's one to forget, I think, and they just need to consolidate in time for Maze.
Oh, well, if you see any of them, give them a conciliatory hug from me.
Lent bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
I'm going to pass over to Alistair, who's down by the river. Alistair, you've got the rundown of the M3 confirmed results, is that right?
Yes, indeed. It seems that we were a little bit premature earlier when saying that Hughes Hall and Katz rode over. In fact, Katz did in fact bump Hughes Hall, which means that not only do they get Blades, but they're also going to be the sandwich boat for the M2 division. So congratulations to them. Then Emmanuel bumped Anglia Ruskin, Peterhouse M2 bumped Blair M2, Churchill M2 rode over, Selwyn M2 was bumped by 1st and 3rd M3, Magdalen M2 bumped by Clare Hall M1. Robinson M2, Lady Margaret M3, and Darwin M2 all rode over. Churchill M3 bumped Heath. And Magdalen M3 bumped Queen's M3. Now has two.
Thanks very much for that update. So Katz had a good week of it in the end.
Katz have had an amazing week so far. In fact, all their boats have been doing especially well. It'll be very interesting to see how they do overall.